also the series of notices that went up from the Yeshiva's poet laureate about going to Meron, pay your money. If you don't pay your money, we'll execute you. pay your money by today, pay your money by yesterday, pay your money by tomorrow. Motzei Shabbos is Lag BaOmer. And it's a minhag that goes back, actually, it's recorded hundreds and hundreds of years here in Eretz Yisrael, that Yidden went to Meron and Lag BaOmer. Yidden went to Meron and Lag BaOmer because Lag BaOmer traditionally is the yuletzeit and the birthday of Shimon Bar Yochai. Although there is a very, very, very great debate about this, and a lot of historians maintain that it's not true and that this is not the case, but it's generally accepted on the basis of the Zohar, because it's Mefurish and Mezoya, that Lag BaOmer is the birthday and the yuletzeit of Shimon Bar Yochai. The Arizal was Keveya that the Tzion in Meron is the actual Mokum HaKfura of Shimon Bar Yochai. Meron is one of the very few places, or one of the very few Kvorim in Eretz Yisrael, where there is a definitive identification that it's a legitimate kever. It was the Arizal, Chaim Vitalo Kever. So this is the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai, and therefore it's a minig the Jews go to Meron for Lag BaOmer. Particularly a minig in the Yerushalmi circles, and in the Chassidish circles more than in other circles, but in the last few years it's become a popular event. People to go to Meron. And I presume that there will be guys going to Meron. I think it's worthwhile to be ma'orer on 2 points which are shayach to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and shayach to Meron, and it's shayach particularly to Lom Dei Torah, in order that if one is going to Meron, that at least it should be for a Teheres, and it shouldn't chas v'shalom work out to be the opposite. The opening posuk in this week's parasha, Im b'chukosai teleichu, Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you will follow my statutes, Ves mitzvosai tishmeru, and you'll observe the mitzvahs, Viasisem oisom, and you will be mekayim the mitzvahs, then the following brachas will come upon you. And everybody knows the Teiras Kohanim, which Rashi immediately quotes on the first pasuk in the Torah, and in the parasha. In b'chukosai teleichu, shetihiyu amelim b'teira. They should be amelim b'teira. And the obvious question is, where on earth did Chazal see this in the pasuk? But the pasuk says, in b'chukosai teleichu, if you will follow my statutes. So along come Chazal, and Chazal say, what does that mean? That means, in tihiyu amelim b'teira, if you will be omel, if you will labor in limud ha-teira, if you will work in Limud HaTorah. Where does it say in the phrase in the Chukosai Teleichu that it's talking about Limud HaTorah? Where's the Mashmois there in the Loshen, in the language of the Torah, that the Kavona is on Omul BaTorah? The Pasuk continues and says, it's Mitzvosai Tishmeru. And Rashi, from the continuation of the Pasuk, it's Mitzvosai Tishmeru, explains Rashi the following. Hevi Amelim BaTorah. This is a continuation of the first part of the pasuk. In b'chukosai teleichu means that you have to be omel b'teira. Why must it mean that you have to be omel b'teira? Because es mitzvosai teishmeru hevu amelim b'teira al menos lishmor lekayim. You have to be omel b'teira in order that you should be able to be lishmor lekayim. In other words, Chazal understood that in the Chukais HaTelechu must be referring to effort put into Talmud Torah, because the continuation of the pasuk is Mitzvos Moshe Tishmorah, and you will observe my mitzvahs. And observing mitzvahs can only be an outcome of Amala Ba Torah. There's a Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah in Ovis says the following. Haloimed, in Perek Dalet of Ovis, Mishnah Hay, Haloimed Almanos Lasis. Somebody learns in order to do. He wants to know what he has to do. So in order to know what you have to do, you have to study, you have to learn. Right? In order to know how to be a frum Jew, you have to know Shulchan Aruch. Haloimed Almanos Lasis, say Chazal, Maspikim Biyodai. The Ribbono Shel Olam will supply him with the capacity, lilmoid, that he will be able to learn, lilamed, he'll get to a daga where he'll be able to teach, lishma, he'll get to a daga where he'll be able to be shamer all the mitzvahs, velasas, and he'll get to a daga where he'll be able to do everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him to do without any problem whatsoever. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in his Pirush and others, Rotzo Leima, what is the Tanna coming to tell us? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, very interesting language. Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Rotzo Leima, what the Tanna is trying to say is the following. Shedaitai. The Tanna is saying the following. What does it mean? Lilmoid almanos lasis. So we always understood, if you go up to a guy and ask him, what does lilmoid almanos lasis mean? That you have to learn in order to know what to do. And therefore you get people who come up with all these theories, why are these humans wasting their time learning things, which are we should be learning halacha, blah, 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 and Irish guy. Because they understood lilmoid almanos lasis to mean that the only reason why you have to learn is because if you don't learn, you won't know what to do. Therefore, forget about Gemara, throw out all the shasim, we don't need the shasim, throw out the Rambam, it's not really, but Yemenites, we don't pass them out the Rambam. Maximum, maybe, allow a Mishnah Berurah, but basically I would say Shmiri Shabbos Kechos is enough. Just need one Sefer, we'll sit down, we'll learn Shmiri Shabbos Kechos, and we'll know how to keep Shabbos. Then we'll find another little Sefer that somebody brought out on your Chassidus, we'll know how to wear Chassidus, and finish. What are we wasting our time for here? I mean, statistically speaking, let's be honest, statistically speaking, you have a group of number, then of that number, what statistic get married? And of the number, what statistic get married? How many of them will have children? And on the statistic of how many of them will have children, how many of them, the first child will be a son? And on the statistic of those guys whose first child will be a son, how many of them are not Kohenim and Levian? And how many of them are not going to bother to do a proper Pidyon HaBen? So we have to sit here for 45 minutes and listen to Rabbi Rubinov telling us what happens if the father doesn't do the Pidyon HaBen and the son has to do the Pidyon HaBen. What is the chiyuv of the son? Chal? Come on. Get up and say you're not allowed to take a cholent pot and put the ladle in and take the cholent out and shove it and get in the miser. Lilmud amanos lasis. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, lilmud amanos lasis doesn't mean learn facts to know what to do. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Lilmoid Almanos Laaseis means the following. Lefalpel Belimud. Ion. To analyze. To compare. To be a Lamdan. Lefalpel Belimud. To be Mepalpel in Limud. Why? Because only if you're mefalfel in limud, only if you're a London, kedei ledas amitas hadvorim, only then can you come to getting the real, true pshat, to understanding the real rotzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lilmud amanos lasis, says Rabbeinu Yonah, listen to what he says. Litroyach means to kill yourself. Kamo yomim v'shonim. Days and sometimes years. Lahasig dover cotton. To understand one diakul in a Rambam. One diak in a Lashon HaGemara. the Hasik Dover Cotton. In order, Lin Haig Aksmoy Al Pi Hoemes. But at the end of the day, you should know how to act in a way which is Emes. Zeh, says Rabbeinu Yonah, this, Leimed Omenos Lasseis. This is what Leimed Omenos Lasseis means. If a person doesn't put effort, if a person is not meshabed his mind, he's not meshabed his whole metzias, to be able to spend days, and says Rabbeinu, even years, on a diuk in what Rashi means, and to be able to be mefalfel, maybe he means this, and maybe he means that, maybe he means the din in this, and maybe he means the din in that, he can't get to a lemaisa, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He'll never get to the metzias of a lemaisa. Because any lemaisa that he does, if he hasn't got that, is not an amiti, says Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not real. It's not emes. And the Goyen, in his Pirush on Mishli, repeats this theme. There's a pasuk in Mishli. We all know the pasuk because every Friday night we'll sing. V'lechem atzlus le'seichel. And none of us have any idea what it means. And those of us who are there very, very conscientiously with our outscroll translations are convinced that it's a ballad to our girlfriends. V'lechem atzlus le'seichel. What does v'lechem atzlus le'seichel mean? She doesn't eat the bread of laziness. That makes a lot of sense. And why bread? How does bread get into this? Says the Goyim, there is a Maimah Chazal. Im ein kemach, ein teira. So again, we all know what im ein kemach, ein teira means. You have to go and work, because im ein kemach, ein teira. Where would the guy be who gives the money to yeshivas if he wouldn't have gone to work and you're educating your guys not to go to work? Moronic cretin. Then a pshat. Says the Goyen, what does ein kemach, ein teira mean? What is kemach, says the Goyen? Flour. How do you create flour? Says the Goyen. You grind it until it's in minuscule pieces. You take the wheat and you grind it, and you grind it, and you grind it, and you grind it. Says the Goyen, that's pshat. Ein kemach ein teira. Litchoin heitev. You have to grind to the ultimate. Dikduke teira seinu agdosha. Diukim. In the teira. Lahaitzi din la amitoi. In order to get to the emes. V'im'ena miyageel zeh. And if a person doesn't put effort into this, ena mitzi adin l'nochim. He'll end up with false pshat and he'll end up doing the wrong thing. V'zeh im'ein kemach ein teira. That's what we mean, says the Goyen, when Chazal say im'ein kemach ein teira. There's no tamsis shel teira, says the Goyen. Shenema the lechem atzlus. Somebody who's learning is lechem atzlus, says the Goyen. So gvaldik atayt, shvelechem atzlus. It's bread made from flour of laziness. It's bread made from coarse flour, because the flour is not ground the way it should be ground. He wasn't teichen the svaras. If that's his teira, leiseichal, he's eating garnish, he's eating garbage. It's not the emes. Both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gro are basically saying it's impossible to get to a situation of es mitzvosai tishmeru in order to understand what the right thing is to do without b'chukoi se teleichu, without amola b'teira. And that's how Chazal saw that b'chukoi se teleichu means amola b'teira. Without Ritzayne, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Litreach kamayonim v'shonim lahasig dover cotton. In fact, it's a Bach on Shulchan Aruch. The Bach on Shulchan Aruch says, what's the bracha we make on the Torah, on Limud HaTorah in the morning? We make the bracha la'aseik b'divrei Torah. Says the Bach, why do we make a bracha la'aseik b'divrei Torah? Make a bracha l'ilmeid divrei Torah. Says the Bach, l'fi she'ika havtocha shiftichanu hu yizbarach. All the promises that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made us in connection with what we will achieve through Limud HaTorah, al Eisek HaTorah, is if we're being Eisek in Torah. Says the Bach, what does it mean to be Eisek in Torah? Omol v'Torah, says the Bach. Kamei shekotav in b'chukai seitareichu shetiyu amelim v'Torah shebal peh almanos lishmo l'kayim. There is an amazing Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. And the Gemara tells the following story. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with his son fled from the Romans. The Romans made a gzera that you're not allowed to be leimed Torah. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai fled from the Romans and he hid in a cave, in a ma'ora. And after 13 years, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the ma'ora. He came out of the cave. Says the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Kasha Yotzer Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Me'amora. When Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came out of hiding, he came out of the cave. Shoma Al Kach Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya, the famous Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya, the Chamor of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya, right? The Tana Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya, that even his Chamor was never Nichshel in Advar Aveira. Who, says the Gemara in Shabbos, was the son-in-law of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the Ma'ora after 13 years, and his son-in-law, Rav Pinchas Ben Yoya, heard that his father-in-law had come out of hiding. V'yotza l'kabel esponov. Says the Gemara, he went to meet his father-in-law, just come out of hiding after 13 years. And when he saw him, says the Gemara, he said, you need a bath. 13 years in a cave without the ability to wash. Can you imagine what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai looked like? Says the Gemara, he took him to the Beis HaMerchatz, he took him to the bathhouse in order to wash. And he saw that the entire body of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all the skin was cracked. The skin was peeling of his entire body. Why? Machmas sheshochav gufoy al hachol yud gimu shonim b'mora. Because he lay for 13 years in this cave in the sand. Bochor Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya. Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya saw this and he started crying. V'noshru dimaisav al gufo yishol Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And his tears flowed onto the body of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. V'hayu machivos es hamakos. And they made the wounds hurt Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why? She dimois meluchais hain, says the Gemara. Because tears are salty, and the salty tears fell on the open wounds and cracks that were on the body of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Omer lei Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Reb Pinchas Ben Yoya said to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Oi li shera isicho bekach. Woe is to me that I see you in such a condition. I'm upset that I see you looking like this. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai turns around to his son-in-law and says, Ashrecho shere yisoni bekach. You should be happy. You should be dancing with joy from what you see. Shel mole roi yisoni bekach. Because if you wouldn't see me looking like this, if it wouldn't be for the way I look now, for the wounds that I have, for the scars that I have, I wouldn't be what I am. If it wouldn't be for the 13 years that I lay there in that sand, in that ma'ara, I wouldn't be what I am today. Says Rav Shimon Ben Yochai to Rav Pinchas Ben Yoya, do you know what I am today? Do you know who I am today? Sri Pinchas Ben Yoya says, no. No. Sri Shimon Bar Yochai says, I'll tell you who I am today. When I went into that Ma'ara and I asked the Kasha, You, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, could give me 12 terutzim. That's what I was when I went into the Ma'ara. I could ask a kasha. When I came out of that Ma'ara today, with the way that I look, with everything that I went through, ki ava makshir Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah kusha, if you'll ask me a kasha, have a mefarigli Reb Shimon bar Yochai yisrim v'arba pruke, I can give you 24 terutzim. Isn't it worth it? Look what I became in that Ma'ara. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is trying to explain what was the spiritual success he had by the years that he spent in the Ma'ara. Reb Shimon bar Yochai spent 13 years in the Ma'ara without clothing. Says Reb Shiela Kutne in Yeshua's Malka, G'dayle HaPaiskim, talking about the minig of some people had at a certain point in time of throwing clothing into the fire on Agbaima. They used to throw clothing into the fire on Agbaima, and the Chasam Sefer got all annoyed about it. Says Reb Shiela Kutne, the minig has a source. You know where the minig comes from? Says Yeshua's Malka, Reb Shiela Kutne, because Reb Shimon bar Yochai reached the Darga of Adam Arishon Kedem Achet when he was in the Ma'ara, and in the same way that Adam Arishon Kedem Achet didn't need clothing, Reb Shimon bar Yochai didn't need clothing at all. So when Reb Shimon bar Yochai comes out of the Ma'ara, Ribbono Shel Olam, he turns around to his son, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah, and he wants to explain to him what a Darga he reached. What should he have said? I reached the Darga of Adam Arishon Kedem Achet. First time in the history of mankind since creation that somebody reached the Darga of Adam Arishon Kedem Achet. No, that's nothing. That's garnish. That's a plain kite. Says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, I got to a Darga when I can give you 24 terutzim and any kasha you'll ask me. Why? Because Reb Shimon bar Yochai says to him, you know what I got to? I got to a Darga of Lilmoid Almanos Lasois. I got to a Darga of being a London. And that's infinitely higher than Adam Arishon Kedem Achet. Chaim Volozhin writes, maybe 4, 5, 6 times in Nefesh HaChaim, and I explain to you the way my father, Zichrono Livracha, used to say it over was. My father used to say the following. How you mekayim a mitzvah, when he used to quote this from Chaim Volozhin, he said, how you mekayim a mitzvah of lulav? Lishmo. He says, you mekayim a mitzvah of lulav lishmo. You take the lulav and you have in mind that I'm taking this lulav, the shem mitzvah's lulav, the mekayim the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you're a chassid, you'll say beforehand, hinani muchun mizumun with the ganzam ha'isus. And then you shake the lulav. That's the lulav lishmo. How do you blow shayfa lishmo? You say, I'm a chavim and I'm blowing the shayfa, that I'm going to blow the shayfa lishmo. My father came to say, and you got a guy sitting in yeshiva by a shtender, and the whole day from the morning to night, saying, I'm going to relay my teir lishmo. But he never opens the Gemara. That's called teir lishmo. Obviously, that's not teir lishmo. It's garnish, it's gebebet. So what does it mean, Torah Lishmo, which is the ultimate darga of learning Torah? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, the hagdara of learning Torah Lishmo is leida, to know, lahovin, to understand, lahoisif, and to be able to add on from your own intellect, lekach upilpul, great analysis, comparison, investigation. That's limud haTorah lishma. That's the highest darga of limud haTorah. That's what Reb Shimon bar Yochai said to Reb Pinchas ben Yoyah. You want to know where I got to in that Ma'ara? I got to the highest darga that's possible. What's the highest darga possible? Torah lishma. And what's Torah lishma? the ability to say that I with confidence can say any kasha you ask me, I can give you 24 teruta. In Sukkah daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, it says that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to the people, Yechaylim ani uvni, I and my son have the ability, lifter es kol ha'olam kulei min adin. We can be melamed zchus, and we can patter the entire world from einish and from din, from the Ribbono Shel Mi yom shenivra ha'olam ad ata. Says Rashi, Shem Barachai said, I can take away the avoidness of Klal Yisrael from the creation of the world until now, including Der HaMabul. I've reached this to Daga. I can be mechaper on everybody's averus. So the mashal shot there, that he suffered so much in that cave by lying in the sand all that years, that those yisurim are mechaper. Kuvud pshat is andish. Kuvud pshat is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he was in that maora, what did he do? He reached the darga of limud Torah lishmo. And the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kol haleimid Torah lishmo, that one of the inbuilt effects of learning Torah lishmo is that it's mogen, it protects kol olam kulei, protects the whole world. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, poshet, because I learned Torah lishmo, I reached the darga of learning Torah lishmo, therefore by definition I protect the whole world, and therefore I can do things that nobody else can do. How did he manage to do this? How did Shimon Bar Yochai manage, through all the suffering that he was suffering in the cave? Right? Believe me, lying in the sand, naked in the cave there, is more difficult than all the problems that all of us have here together to sit down and write a Gemara. Yet he managed to get to the highest darga of limud Torah lishmo. Where did he have the wherewithal to be able to do that? Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, quoted in Tom de Bailio, Kol ha'nesun divrei Torah al liboy. Anybody who's nesun divrei Torah al liboy ma'virin mimenu asar dvarim koshin. Says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, what does it mean? Kol ha'nesun Torah al liboy. Says the Rambam, Hasvarais shahitziyai be'iyun. The svaras that a person comes to of his own accord when he learns be'iyun, shehu bichlal ha'koichis ha'mishoches al ha'leiv. Which has effects on the personality of the person somehow. In other words, limud ha'tere be'iyun, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the minute a person learns Torah B'Iyun, everything else falls away. The minute a person learns Torah B'Iyun, Ma'vir Mimenu, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take away Dvarim Koshim, all the difficult things. And if a person is suffering, for whatever reason it may be, doesn't matter what the reason is, it's a raya, that he's not Lomid Torah B'Iyun. He's not putting himself to being Lomid Torah B'Iyun, because he was putting himself to be Torah B'Iyun, that it would give him the courage to be aimed in front of everything. Limud HaTorah Be'iyun, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, protects a person from everything. Nothing can disturb a person if he throws himself into Limud HaTorah Be'iyun. To go on Lag BaOmer to Meron, to the Keva of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, if it's not going to create a chizuk in Limud Torah B'Iyun, if it's not to be mispalo on Limud Torah B'Iyun, if it's not going to have a direct effect that immediately after that then the Limud HaTorah is going to be B'Iyun without excuses, then you're going to Meron and you're slapping Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in his face. And if going to Meron is going to be the hepech, if going to Meron is going to pull a person out of Limud HaTorah B'Iyun, then tizor b'gachalosa, be careful of the fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is not somebody that we start up with. And I think the first nakuda we have to know is that going to Meron is very nice. Going to Meron is very nice if one goes to Meron in order to stand there by the keva. I do it as well. I go every year. I go for an hour. I stand. I say tilim for an hour. Daven for what you have to daven for, and that's it. But if going to Meron becomes a whole thing, it's a bitl iyun hatera, then you're basically going to Meron and spitting Erev Shimon Bar Yochai. One more nakuda. The Gemara Tanayevishes writes in Yari's Dvash. He says, in reference to Lag Ba'omer, Ra'u l'chol ish, it is fitting for every individual, Hayorei v'chored, who considers himself to be a Yirei Shemayim, who considers himself to be a Shema Teiru Mitzvahs, Losum al-libon, that they should take it to heart on Lag Ba'omer, and they should understand that Yomahu, the Lag Ba'omer is a day Loshuv b'tshuva. Lag Ba'omer is a Rosh Hashanah. Lag Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. Shavuos is a Yom Adin. Says Rabbeinu Shmuel Avishes in Yaros Dvash, and Lag Ba'omer is a Yom Adin. It's a Yom Adin, and therefore a person has to do tshuva. And Lag Ba'omer is one of the days when we have the ability to do tshuva, says Rabbeinu Shmuel Avishes, ki schus Reb Shimon Bar Yochai mesayeyes. The schus Reb Shimon Bar Yochai helps the taher to be matar a person. And what is Lag Ba'omer? A Yom Adin? So first of all, Lag Ba'omer is a Yom Adin on how much we are taka on meilim b'teira, how much we taka devote to iyun ha'teira. That's the first thing. But I think it's even more than that. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, don't worry. It's a Yom Adin, but there's a tremendous ziyata d'shmaya and Lag Ba'omer that a person can be made if you be tshuva. On condition, this is the language, on condition that he's losum alibo yeimahu loshuv b'tshuva v'loy leval leizman, and not to waste time on Lag Ba'omer behev le'olam, on Narishkeiten. If you waste your time on Narishkeiten, it doesn't work. The schus of Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't help you. The schus of Shimon Bar Yochai only helps you if losim al libon yoimahu loshuv b'tshuva. The Mor of the Shemesh and Rav Yitzchok B'dichev both bring the Shem HaKadmoinim in the name of Kadmoinim. You're going back hundreds and hundreds of years. That there is a remez for Lag Ba'omer in the Torah. Where is the remez for Lag Ba'omer in the Torah? It says in Bereishis that after Lavan came chasing, after Yaakov Avinu, that Lavan came chasing after Yaakov Avinu, wanted to kill him, and finally Yaakov Avinu comes to terms with Lavan. It says in the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu established, when he made the bris with Lavan, Gal Ed, a monument. And the word the Torah uses for the monument is Gal Ed. Say the Kadmoinim, Gal is Lamed Gimel, Gal is 33 and it's Meramez and Lag Ba'omer. What is the connection between the Gal Ed that Yaakov Avinu made when he finally came to terms with Lavan? True, it's got the word, it's got the letters Lamed and Gimel there, so I find you other places in Torah where there's the letters Lamed and Gimel. So what, they're all Ramazim for Lag Ba'omer? When Yaakov Avinu comes, when Lavan comes chasing after Yaakov Avinu and he finds him and he catches up with him, he comes with a taina to Yaakov Avinu. What's his taina to Yaakov Avinu? Why did you run away? Why did you leave me? Habonim bonai v'habonais b'noisai v'atzoin tzoini v'kol asher ata roya shalihu. The sons are my sons and the daughters are my daughters and the sheep are my sheep and everything you see is mine. Lavan says to Yaakov, what did you run away for? Why can't you live with me? What's the difference between us? Habonim bonai. Your sons? My sons? What's the difference? They listen to the same music, they speak the same language. They're into the same things, they dress the same way. What's the difference? The Abbanis Benaisai. Your daughters dress the same as my daughters, they'll behave the same as my daughters do. We'll all live one big happy family. V'hatzayin Saini, you'll do business, I'll do business, we'll have the same business ethics. V'chalashalachalashalihu, you and me, it's all one thing. Says Yaakov Avinu, no. My sons are not going to talk like your sons, not going to listen to the same music, not going to read the same rubbish. Right? We're different. We are Jews, and you're not. We have a Torah, and you don't. We don't learn from you how to speak, and we're not interested in your music, and we're not interested in your literature, and we're not interested in the way that you dress. And neither my daughter's interested in looking like your daughters, and my business ethics aren't your business ethics. And you're you, and I'm me. And I want you to understand this point. And the minute you understand this point, you accept it, that we are different because we are Jews, then everything will be fine. And Lavan says, good. Says Yaakov Avinu, okay, we're going to make a sign. We're going to establish a chayma, a galed, a wall. And that wall is going to be the sign that there is a difference. There are Jews and there are non-Jews. The Romans made actually, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that we say in Agodesh Pesach, Lovam Bikesh Laker is Akel, that Lovam wanted to destroy everything. So the whole world asks, where do we find that Lovam wanted to destroy everything? Lovam was having an internal family fight with Yaakov Avinu. Where do we see that he was worse than Pare? He wanted to destroy everything. Says Rav Tzadok, because Lovam wanted to destroy the distinction between the Jew and the non-Jew. And that wipes out Klal Yisrael. When the Romans made the Gezeirah, the Jews aren't allowed to learn Torah, Rav Shimon ben Yochai carried on teaching. That's why he had to run away. Why? What did he say? Shema chas v'sholem, tishtak ha-Torah Yisrael. Because if we stop learning Torah, and Torah will be forgotten for Klal Yisrael. And then what will happen? Then there will be no difference between the Jew and the non-Jew. Rav Shimon ben Yochai represented the ultimate in the distinctive quality of the Jew as opposed to the non-Jew. The chayma, the wall that exists. Going to Meron is a big thing. Davening Baruch Shem Vayechai's Kevah for Iyana Teira is a big thing. But if you go to Meron acting like a goy, and listening to music that a goy listens to, and dressed like a goy, and talking like a goy, then again, you're spitting at Rabbi Shimon Vayechai. Lag Ba'omer is a Yema Tshuva. Lag Ba'omer is a day of Din. Lag Ba'omer is a day of Din where the Rebbeinu Shlomo looks at us and says to us, where are we holding in our Iyun HaTorah? Where are we holding in our Anhoga as Amanivcha, as being Jews and not non-Jews? And within the entire period from the minute that Motzi Shabbos hits until Seyfei Kechavim Lag Ba'omer is a Yema Din. It's a day, as Rabbeinu Sanai Bishit says, where there's tremendous Siyata Lishmaya, where Rav Shimon Vayechai's Chusim help us, and we can be Meishu B'tshuva. But we can mess it up big time if we behave on Lag Ba'omer in a way which is diametrically opposed to everything that Rav Shimon Vayechai stood for. And therefore, Shumo Aleinu, Chayva Aleinu, to be very, very, very careful our Anhoga on Lag Ba'omer. But if we're knowing the way we should be, and when we spell the way we should be, and those guys who are going there, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will be mekayim all the tefillahs, the Jews and the spell on Lag Ba'omer should be mekayim the toiv for Klal Yisrael.